Luke 23. And the whole multitude of them, rising up, led him to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this man perverting our nation, and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king." And Pilate demanded of him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And he answering said, "Thou sayest." And Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no guilt in this man." But they insisted, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, even unto here." But Pilate, having heard Galilee named, demanded if the man were a Galilean. And having learned that he was of Herod's jurisdiction, remitted him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem in those days. And when Herod saw Jesus, he greatly rejoiced, for he had been a long while desirous of seeing him, because of hearing many things concerning him, and he hoped to see some sign done by him. And he questioned him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood and accused him violently. And Herod, with his troops, having set him at naught and mocked him, having put a splendid robe upon him, sent him back to Pilate. And Pilate and Herod became friends with one another the same day, for they had been at enmity before between themselves. And Pilate, having called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said to them, "Ye have brought to me this man as turning away the people to rebellion. And behold, I, having examined him before you, have found nothing criminal in this man as do the things of which ye accuse him, nor Herod either, for I remitted you to him, and behold, nothing worthy of death is done by him. Having chastised him therefore, I will release him." Now he was obliged to release one for them at the feast. But they cried out in a mass, saying, "Away with this man, and release Barabbas to us!" Who was one who, for a certain tumult which had taken place in the city, and for murder, had been cast into prison. Pilate, therefore, desirous to release Jesus, again addressed them. But they cried out in reply, saying, "Crucify! Crucify him!" And he said the third time to them, "What evil then has this man done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will chastise him, therefore, and release him." But they were urgent, with loud voices, begging that he might be crucified. And their voices and those of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate adjudged that what they begged should take place. And he released him who, for tumult and murder, had been cast into prison, whom they begged for. And Jesus he delivered up to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold on a certain Simon, a Cyrenian, coming from the field, and put the cross upon him to bear it behind Jesus. And a great multitude of the people, and of women who wailed and lamented him, followed him. And Jesus, turning round to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep over me, but weep over yourselves and over your children. For behold, days are coming in which they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that have not borne, and breasts that have not given suck.' Then they shall begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall upon us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if these things are done in the green tree, what shall take place in the dry?" Now two others also, malefactors, were led with him to be put to death. And when they came to the place which is called Skull, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And parting out his garments, they cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them sneered, saying, "He has saved others. Let him save himself, if this is the Christ, the chosen one of God." And the soldiers also made game of him, coming up offering him vinegar, and saying, "If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself." And there was also an inscription written over him in Greek and Roman and Hebrew letters, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the malefactors who had been hanged spoke insultingly to him, saying, "Art not thou the Christ? Save thyself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost thou too not fear God, thou that art under the same judgment? And we indeed justly, For we receive the recompense of what we have done, but this man has done nothing amiss. And he said to Jesus, Remember me, Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Verily I say to thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there came darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple rent in the midst. And Jesus, having cried with a loud voice, said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he expired. Now the centurion, seeing what took place, glorified God, saying, In very deed this man was just. And all the crowds who had come together to that sight, having seen the things that took place, returned, beating their breasts. And all those who knew him stood afar off, the women also who had followed him from Galilee, beholding these things. And behold, a man named Joseph, who was a counselor, a good man and a just. This man had not assented to their counsel and deed, of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also waited, himself also, for the kingdom of God. He, having gone to Pilate, begged the body of Jesus, and having taken it down, wrapped it in fine linen, and placed it in a tomb hewn in the rock where no one had ever been laid. And it was preparation day, and the Sabbath twilight was coming on. And women, who had come along with him out of Galilee, having followed, saw the sepulchre and how his body was placed. And having returned, they prepared aromatic spices and ointments, and remained quiet on the Sabbath, according to the commandment.